Hey everyone, welcome back to the 343 Sparkcast. This is your special April edition. Last time we talked, it's March. It's almost April.
What is wrong with you?
I'm confused.
You have
Fright. We're doing it live.
What?
We're doing it live.
We're live.
No edits, unless we say something we're not supposed to,
do
and
it.
Then I'll edit because I like my job. I don't want to lose it. This is the March episode, late March. Hopefully this comes out before April. If not, then I was telling the truth. Who
it's
knows?
Like a reverse shit April Fool.
Yeah. It's the not spring in Seattle edition.
I think it's just April Fool singular. Yeah. Of course, you've heard a few voices. I'm going to introduce everyone and then we'll kind of kick it off. To my left and working my way around is Frank O'Connor, Franchise Development Director at 343.
Hello, children.
And joining us once again is Josh Holmes, Creative Director here at 343.
Hello.
And the soft-spoken Josh Holmes. And last but not least, Kiki Wolfkill, executive producer on Halo 4 here at 343.
Frank has totally upped the ante on the hello.
That's true.
Yeah. Hey, y'all.
People won't know that entire 20-minute saga of saying hello last time. And, of course, I'm David Ellis. I'm designer here at 343. And, last time we talked was before we went down to San Francisco for a little thing called Spring Showcase to actually show off Halo 4 to members of the media for the first time. Of course, since then, everyone that's listening to this has seen the making of video that we released. If not, pause, go watch it, and come back.
It was a secret stealth mission.
Yeah,
to San Francisco.
Yeah. I mean, no one was really expecting it down there. I mean, we'd sort of hinted at it. Josh hinted very heavily that the next time.
And you gave us away on Twitter as well.
What?
Yeah, that's true.
What?
Did you blur
you
out?
Like checked into
Foursquare?
I know, but then I never reported back.
True. Abort. Abort.
You know, we were down there in San Francisco for Spring Showcase, showing off the game. Obviously, people have seen the video that we were showing off in video forum. You know, obviously, Master Chief and Engine showing off the new engine and showing off the graphics and all that stuff. And then showing off some multiplayer, showed off two multiplayer maps. Some people might have been a little confused. One is called Wraparound and Warhouse, but about the names.
Well, those are placeholder names.
We didn't fully quite explain that.
No, we did. Yeah. There's a big warning at the start of every video you watch that says there's a lot of placeholder material in there. Anyway, they're placeholder names.
I got to be honest.
Wow,
I didn't know they were placeholder names until we came back from Spring Showcase.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, there was a conversation that went around with some of the designers saying, I guess these are the final names now. And we're like, no.
It's just the code names have a way of sticking around, so you have to be careful.
That
with
is true.
Xbox,
yeah.
For example.
No, totally. I mean, obviously, this is the first time that everyone in this room, you guys, were showing off the game. What was that like? Because these events are a little weird. Obviously, most people who listen to this have never been to them. We're at this really nice facility. I guess it was an old Federal Reserve building in San Francisco. Like it was a bank, like an old bank from like the 30s, but huge. And then we were in the upstairs space in this crazy like Donald Trump boardroom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we came in and everything, like, and the lighting was blue. The rooms were themed. They had different colors. And
to protect our security, it had a giant glass wall that anybody who showed up could have just looked through.
With a sign outside that said, Halo
no
4.
Filming.
Don't look through the glass.
Yeah.
And no filming, where everybody stood to take photographs and video. So.
Well, I haven't seen any online, so I guess they did all right.
Yeah. Someone was looking out.
Yeah, I guess the cavity searches on the way out did their job.
Fast.
Yeah.
It was very blue, though. It was very blue.
Yeah.
All of the lighting was blue. It was very dark.
We were next to the Forza room, and they were red. We were blue. Nice. I think Kinect Star Wars was purple. I don't know how they came up with the color themes, but...
Well, ours had that... Remember the gross stain under the glass tabletop?
Yes.
And you're like, how did that get in there, and why did it
Which
get in there?
Which started a half hour of...
Yeah.
Really perfect.
But it wasn't on our side, so we were okay.
It was on the press side.
I like the professional audio setup, where we basically erected a bunch of boxes.
Because as always, when you show up to these things, stuff's inevitably not set up the way it's kind of supposed to. I know at one point, and the optical audio cable didn't stretch quite far enough. So we had to get a box to like stack underneath the surround sound so it would reach.
Yep.
This isn't why you're tuning into this episode to hear our tales of woe and sorrow for AV setup for press demos. But I did hear one funny piece of feedback, and I might get a dirty look for this. Someone did find it ironic that Frank, Josh, and Kiki introduced a video at the beginning that featured Frank, Josh, and Kiki.
If somebody out there thinks that they can get enough of me, then that person is an idiot. Like, it should have been in triplicate. There should have been cutouts of me as well, standing on the back wall staring at you while I talk.
We should have done the video in 3D, is what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
I will say, by the end of 2 days of watching that video, we could pretty much like just lip sync all.
I think
the
I
words.
Saw some of you mouthing lines
as
it was playing.
I proved.
Yes, we tried.
Yeah, Josh left early on the last day.
Yeah,
and I was supposed to do his bit, his shtick. And you think that, I mean, I had it ingrained, so I had his phraseology in certain ways down pat, but then I couldn't remember the content, and Kiki would fill it in for me every time I.
Actually, the first time I was impressed because. Frank totally butchered the transition.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Butchered.
That's
the word you're going to go with.
It was a
really?
Gentle butcher.
Yeah.
Well, it went softly into that night.
You said drop.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Kiki handled it. I didn't notice it, and I'd been listening to the same demo
That's because Kiki's a professional.
Yeah. Yeah. What does that say about you,
that
Frank?
That means there's three professionals in this room, and then there's you.
I didn't butcher it.
Yeah.
But I wasn't saying
anything. You didn't do
anything
either. You just stood there judging us.
I was standing in the back of the room. I was in charge of AV, so playing the videos. And so I was
AV wasn't working. How about that?
It was working when I started using it.
Eventually. Yeah.
I did all right hitting play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were pretty good.
I thought you were handling the.
I was having to stand on my tippy toes and like hold my arm above my head and point down at the AV receiver, which is at floor level. But
this is a professional.
We've made it. At 9 minutes in and haven't really talked about the game at all.
Agreed we will never make a video that we introduce.
Yeah. Unless it features puppet caricatures of you.
Ooh.
Because then it's entertaining. There's value.
Fraggles like of us.
Fraggles?
Fraggles of
like
us.
Like Fraggle Rock Fraggles? Yeah,
exactly. Weren't Fraggles Canadian?
Probably.
I feel like they were Canadian. I do remember the Fraggles. Yeah. But I always...
They must have been newfies then, because they were all...
Uh-huh. Here we are at 9.5 minutes, still haven't actually talked about the game.
It's not even Friday.
there were special drinks, though, ahead of time.
Yeah. Well, every day is Friday when it comes to tequila.
But, most people... Well, no one would really know, but the build that we were actually showing both Wraparound and Warhouse on was from one of our internal network tests that we recently conducted. And
not that recently.
It was recent. It was like 3 weeks. That's recent.
No, it's like more than a month old.
No, it happened. Mm. It started right at Spring
Showcase.
It's been
about 3 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that was a chance for actually other people at Microsoft to actually play the game multiplayer on those two maps. A very basic subset of everything that's going to be the totality of the package when the game launches. It was a lot of fun for me because there were a lot of people that didn't know what they were doing, a lot of engineers and people who don't play a lot of video games. It was an opportunity for me to kill them over and over again.
That's it.
Next
need engineers.
I didn't say they were 343 engineers.
Oh, sure.
Everyone at our studio is ranked 50 in Slayer. I mean, everyone's pro level here.
Oh yeah.
We got a building full of Walshies.
Yeah, exactly. Because we can turn our level up to 50 in the back end with an engineer's help, I might add.
Yeah, that's not going to happen for you.
No, it's not.
Not for you.
I'm okay with that because that means, I'm fine with that. But did everyone, I know I was in GDC, so I actually missed half of the network test.
I missed half as well because I was at GDC as well.
Yeah, but I did get a chance to play the last weekend quite a bit. I know, Frank, you were playing it a lot. Were you killing a lot of engineers?
Yes, I was winning a lot, which is we always have these. Whenever we launch the game, we have a week of like superiority before everyone figures
the glory week.
Out. Yes. You're like, I'm the king, I'm the king, I'm the king, and then seconds later, a 4-year old like just starts smashing on you with the butt of a rifle.
One of the things that from the video we showed the maps a little bit, but there seems to be a lot of confusion about how they kind of play and what the basic flow. Kind of is. A lot of people, when they saw Wraparound, immediately thought of Narrows. And I assume it's because of the Forerunner aesthetic.
Yeah,
but
the
really quite.
For
probably the man cannons, because they did show that a bit.
But it's actually mostly circular. It's really nothing like Narrows. And even the verticality doesn't work the same way as Narrows, because you use these crevasses to drop from one level to the other really rapidly rather than ramps.
Yeah.
Ramps are all at the sort of compass points. And there's these cracks in the floor that you drop through to deal with the verticality. It does not.
Yeah,
there are no safe spaces in Wraparound.
No.
That's one of the things. I use the crevasses for running away.
Yeah, they're super useful for that.
Same here.
Yeah.
But the basic design of it, it's like, think of it as a big circle on the outside, and there's like a cross shape running across the middle, and you basically have two levels. And that's just the easiest way to...
It's like the O from a death metal map. Album cover. Right? Yeah. You know how like on death metal album covers the O's are always have that
the cross.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just imagining Scottish death metal featuring there electronic bagpipes. It would be entertaining if it did.
Scottish death wind.
But whereas Narrows is sort of like the in some ways like the elongation, it's just like a long strip with three sides, two of the sides being the man cannons. There are man cannons, but those are mostly for getting around the
short, kind of the four trajectory. Different points that all fire into the center.
Exactly. So which I started describing as like the murder hole.
Yeah, I was going to say
it's the death zone where people die.
I remember one.
But the center line of sight is broken up by those kind of hexagonal pylons. They're actually battery packs, but
and they actually go down to the bottom level.
So you don't just go in there and just start literally spamming, because most of that would be absorbed by those objects.
And they're intentionally designed in such a way that it's not necessarily easy to throw grenades and bounce them around corners.
So
and
what
stuff
we
like
did
that.
Have, though, we made a change in the way that we placed the spawns, because what we did have at one point, and I'm not sure if it was in that network
test. I think it was.
It was in that network test. And one of the things that we had was we had the spawn points directly across from one another. And so both teams would start, and you just have this like rain of grenades where people would be like throwing grenades across the map and people dying and respawning and killing. And so we've actually moved the spawns, and it makes a massive, massive difference.
Yeah, we've done some other things that we can't kind of go into details on that have changed a lot. I mean, because we learned a lot, because, you know, we play a ton internally at the internal playtests and everything, but... obviously it's great getting other people to get hands on with it. And we're fortunate enough to be part of Microsoft, which has, you know, a pool of 90,000 plus employees around the world who can, you know, sort of participate. The pool for this particular one wasn't quite that large, but, it was fun kind of getting on there and actually playing against people you didn't know, because they would do things that would surprise you. I mean, use things in the game in ways that you just weren't expecting. And that was like a lot of fun for me. And I know that, some of our very talented and excellent engineers internally pulled some data.
pulled it back
nice
from
sage,
the edge.
And put together like
to tune in.
And they put together some infographics for stuff about like how many hours played, and that's all internal kind of stuff. But it was cool to see. Although I did have to call BS, and then I wasn't on the list of kill death ratio.
Hmm.
For some reason, my name was left off the list.
Mine was actually positive, so that tells you how much of an advantage we have. the other thing about having the Microsoft people in those network tests is they actually converse.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have these conversations going on about what is going on in the game as well. And you know, you get analytical people, you get marketing people, you get testers, you get all.
Sometimes
all
you get their kids.
Yeah. I was gonna say sometimes you get the little voices. And you're like, what are you doing?
Excuse
in
me.
What do you do here?
Nothing. I'm an engineer.
Was
I'm
fun
just programming.
One of the other levels that you know, obviously the other level that we were playing was Warhouse, and that was fun because one of the things we didn't necessarily show off too much in the making of videos is the fact that you are on this facility vessel that's actually traveling in near Earth orbit of this planet with like all kinds of crazy stuff, star fields and all kinds of asteroids. And it's interesting because it's the first time I can remember. I mean, there's Anchor 9, but which is set on a space station in orbit. But it's the first time that I can remember playing that you actually feel like you're sort of in space, which might sound
it
weird.
It reminds me of Halo 2 with the gas mining facility from Halo 2, the one that
Threshold. The,
And the feel is a little bit like that, and you can definitely still see space rather than just atmosphere above you, but it's pretty interesting.
I enjoyed because a lot of people don't recognize it. Very similar in some ways, but not so much. There are sort of man cannons on the outside on Warhouse,
which had some issues during the network test.
There were some issues where if you happen to be
every other one, I would whiff and just like miss the
jump. I did one where I was coming up on someone from behind and was getting ready to kind of melee them as they were coming on. And I sort of, there's a little bit of lunge sometimes in melee. And I lunged in, and the lunge somehow pushed him a little bit enough that he hit the man cannon and took off. And the lunge carried me like right into the man cannon and lifted me off. And about halfway through, I just lost all momentum and fell to my death. I didn't mind it, but I did file a bug on it. I deserve
and
that kill.
You survived and you died.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That
what,
time.
What was the text on your bug? Was it like, should not have killed. This is such BS. Engineers better fix this.
Was that your bug text?
You've been reading my bug reports, haven't you? but, you know, that test is, you know, now over. And it's funny, you know, playing in the internal playtest, because that particular build had been locked several weeks before we actually started playing it. At this point,
that's actually what I meant when I was talking about it being old.
Because we actually have to finalize difference, it. But
yeah,
it
they have
released.
To lock code at some sort of stable place so that they have something that
everyone can use. Yeah, but it's funny because even that map has changed a little bit. The skybox has changed a little bit. I don't know if we can talk about it, but I'll talk about it. Cut it if we can't.
Yeah.
But they've done a little bit more so that when you're on a different side, you're seeing kind of different things. One side's more of a star field, and one side's more of the kind of gas around and clouds and stuff on the upper atmosphere of this planet. And actually does a really good job of differentiating like space side, cloud side, versus before it was just kind of asteroid side. Which side is that? Right. They all have asteroids on them. And it's funny how just I say little things, but I'm sure it was a lot of effort on the artist's part. But little things like that. They make a huge difference on how a map can play. And that's always been fun for me since I've been at the studio and just seeing how that kind of iterative process kind of kicks off and kind of continues on.
Yeah, it's all feedback driven, right? Like if people are constantly complaining that they're getting lost in different parts of the map, then you're looking at how do we put points of interest to orient people. And it's just a constant process of feedback and iteration to get to the best.
Yeah, and in particular, I mean, one of the, we'll talk a little bit about, I mean, obviously we have more weapons in the game than the beloved battle rifle we showed off at Spring Showcase. And, you know, there was a subset of those in this particular internal network test. In particular, Frank's favorite weapon, the assault rifle, is kind of beefy right now.
Yeah, I've convinced Josh that it should be the primary starting weapon for every mode. and honestly, like when you know, if you drop a weapon, it turns into an AR when it hits the ground. So other people can only pick up the AR.
And there are thousands of voices screaming out in terror right now.
Just ARs.
but honestly, more often than not, I'm using it. Because it does. I mean, you still have to kind of burst fire it. Like if you knew how to use kind of ARs in the past, you don't want to just hold the trigger down. But burst firing it, and it's pretty powerful. And it sounds amazing. I mean, I think in general, if people could have any takeaways, especially I know that we had some special community members who actually came in and we demoed to them at Spring Showcase, and they got a chance to actually hear, you know, just a weapon being fired, not in a little video in a flash window on the internet that's been compressed and recompressed.
No, the sound makes a huge difference. And I mean, we found this, Tajina and his team have overhauled all of the sounds throughout the game. We constantly test weapons, and we found that just going from one sound to another sound and no other change in a weapon can actually take a weapon from being kind of bottom of the pack in terms of perception of players to the very top of the pack. Because it makes it, I mean, it's literally half the experience, the whole soundscape. So, that has made the AR really, really satisfying.
And it's true of weapons that aren't traditionally associated with visceral sounds. Mm-hmm. Well, there are weapons in the game, it's not a big secret that the Covenant's back, but there are Covenant objects and weapons that now sound, they still sound alien, they still sound scary, and they still sound Covenant, but they sound way more impactful.
There was one I was afraid to use that sounded so deadly, I thought it was going to blow up in my hand. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Frank just did a hand motion.
Yeah.
It wasn't rude this time. That's a nice change. Anytime we show stuff like this to the public, there's always like, I just want more. When are you guys going to talk about more? And, you know, we're in a little bit of a dip where we're not necessarily talking about too much right now. But we did have some very special guests in the studio recently, and they got to see a little bit more. We can't go into too much detail, but we did get a chance to show them significantly more than just the multiplayer this time around.
Yeah, we showed the campaign for the first time.
Yeah, a lot of special guests.
Yeah, and so that was actually a lot of fun. I know that Jessica, or AKA BS Angel, you might know her, in a recent bulletin sort of talked about that we recently did the same demo that we showed the press. We actually showed here internally at an all-hands meeting, kind of everyone in the studio getting together on a Friday afternoon. And that was a lot of fun for me because I'd seen the demo, had played the demo, but my headphones weren't working when I played it. So that was the first time I'd actually heard I'd seen it, but I hadn't heard it. And just the work that Tajin and his team's doing is, it's pretty remarkable. And it was a lot of fun.
Half the experience.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
In some cases, more than half.
Yeah.
In many cases, more.
And it was fun really just seeing people throughout, just kind of watching, just having big grins on their face. And I know that there was a lot of effort put into that demo, because anytime we're showing the game publicly, you have to get certain sections done earlier than they would be otherwise and further along than they already are. And it was, and it was a lot of hard work, and a lot of people worked really hard to get that together and looking as amazing as it did. And
yeah, I don't know if people understand the process of getting demos together early in the development process, but it's kind of like, a lot of developing a game is like having Lego pieces all over the floor. You know, people are
painstakingly, you know, painting all this detail into each individual piece or whatever you want to use as an analogy. And then you kind of bring it all together towards the end. And so when you want to assemble something to show earlier than you are ideally intending, it takes a lot of effort from the team to bring it together. But the reward is you get to actually experience the final experience the way that players will.
And that's been really fun. Every now and again, you know, I'll pop a build and just check out other levels and stuff. And it's always fun to see as things start coming in and you see a level you haven't seen in a month or so. And it just, well, there was one in particular I checked out recently that I just had to like get everyone in my area. I was like, look what just got in there.
Use some codes. Which level?
Can you mime?
Do you mind what you're doing? Are you doing this?
I'll say 7.
You're gonna have. I mean, I get numerically, but what
the
portion?
The opening bit where you're doing a chunk of the moving man. Yeah. People listening to this are gonna be so upset.
What is going on?
Yeah,
I will say that. I'm watching a really bad mime. It was dirty, actually. I think that was a...
He's doing a dirty mime.
Yeah.
That's the correct way to do a mime. No one wants to do a mime.
You know, for the team...
You should mime the bubble shield. That would make sense.
For the team who's, you know, just working so hard right now, it's really hard sometimes to see how all the pieces do fit together, to Josh's analogy. And it's definitely a light at the end of the tunnel when you see something polished into the place where we want it to get, and suddenly it's an experience and not just a bunch of content that's been put together. So I think it's been really awesome for the team to have kind of finally gotten things in a demo to a place where we can show things publicly, and then... obviously, some of the anecdotal responses we got coming out of the visits we had and what we saw at Showcase has been really positive.
Yeah.
And for the team, that's just fuel, right?
Although I do, will say in the all hands meeting last week, my favorite moment was, you know, we showed in the making of that we're doing kind of, you know, full performance capture. And there was a character in the game that they were testing where they had taken the face that they had scanned in of one of our sandbox designers.
Unholy.
And it put this particular gentleman on this character's body. And maybe one day...
Can we not say who the character is? Is it any surprise that Cortana appears in our game? So they had taken one of our very manly male sandbox designers and taken his face, which is actually going to be used for one of the Marines, and put that in place of Cortana's face. It was really literally one of the creepiest things I've ever seen.
It was horrible.
But people started actually calling out to turn it off.
Yeah.
Just turn it off.
Amazing
please.
Technology should not be used to do things
it
like that.
It started with turn it off, but then it turned.
Yeah. Then, and nobody's, no one's looked at Matt the same way ever since.
There's it started with just revulsion. That is the worst. And then,
you know, something interesting.
Something about him / her / it.
Disgusting. Yeah.
And then the crying game starts.
That's right.
I don't really have too much.
A lot, aren't you?
No.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think about a transition from the crying game into
whatever else. Kenneth made a comment in the press visit about the crying game, which was you can only see the crying game once. Without that surprise.
Not for Mr. Ellis.
No.
I'd seen Ace Ventura before the crying game. So Ace Ventura spoiled the crying game for me.
Wow.
I had just someone to explain what was that all about. I was a youngster when that movie came out, so forget. I'm a child. Yeah. So I guess the good news for people who are complaining that, as they always do, that they always want more information, that they'd like us to live stream the game every day.
Yep.
But there's more information on the way and in the not too distant future. Yeah. Not many sleeps.
Few sleeps.
Yeah.
There's going to be little incremental things happening and then bigger things happening after that. So
and definitely, what I'm looking forward to is just kind of seeing, you know, what the reaction to this most recent visit was, because, you know, obviously we showed a lot more than we did previously. Like I said, like Kiki had said, we've heard good things, but
and we talked about a lot more. So it wasn't just sort of showing stuff we'd already
and it wasn't
about.
Just campaign.
Yep. We definitely shared
that was the first time
information, yeah. New information.
Yeah, yeah, we talked about we talked a bit at Showcase about how we're changing multiplayer and really involving story, and this was the first time that we were able to actually talk about that in
clarify it and show examples.
And kind of give like more of the whole picture and how everything sort of fits together.
Which is exciting.
Yeah. And
there will be more pretty pictures.
Yes.
That is for sure.
And sounds.
Yes. And other things. So, but I think that's a good place to stop this particular episode because I don't know that we have too much more we can talk about.
But
we
I thought
get
we
were going to
talk about the DMR.
I thought we could ramble on.
We could.
Oh, no.
Spoiler.
So
I do want to go back. DMR or VR?
They both
have their
really
uses.
Different purpose. I found the DMR is really, really useful for taking people out in midair, but that's probably just a personal preference. But
no, that's actually true.
I want to go
in
back
my
in
mind.
Time. Yeah, it sounds right.
But
I want to go back in time to when I said the word bubble shield.
Yeah.
When we're talking about mimes, there's no bubble shield in the game.
No.
Just putting that out there, it's gone. Because I say bubble shield, that means there's a bubble shield.
I thought that when you said that.
Yeah,
I was now we have to go build a bubble shield.
But we said, I can't forget what the thing I just said was. Oh, never mind.
You were talking about the DMR.
The DMR.
Oh.
What?
Oh, you wanted us to say
it
as well?
I was just joking.
But, you know, you'll be hearing more about it in the very near future. We're going to have a very special April episode coming up, probably by the time you listen to this, in just a couple of weeks, that we'll have some new guests that you haven't seen or possibly heard from before.
And we'll be able to talk about significantly more by then.
Yes.
Oh, and
yeah, at that point.
I did promise that we would have some Halo 4 music, but not this time because the audio team's doing some work. They wanted to tweak some stuff, but maybe next time would be a good...
We were also going to talk about your journey experience.
Yeah. Oh, my God, journey.
In the Tonga room.
Well,
there's so much.
We're running out of time.
We took 10
it.
Minutes to
I'm
talk
happy to
about
keep
nothing.
Recording, but I'm looking out for your schedules. Me, I just sit at my desk and type away all day. I'm
is
not
this
actually
your desk?
Doing anything. No, but it
what is
kind of sweet?
This is like some.
That looks like a USB to
like
USB
mail
link
to mail
thinner.
USB.
Well, I think that's a requiem for a dream USB stick.
Yeah.
What? Ow.
That just looks wrong.
I was just thinking about Clint Mansell's haunting soundtrack.
Took me to a dark place.
And Shooter McGavin on TV. and on that note, we'll see you in a couple, or you'll hear from us again in a couple of weeks in April.
And on that bombshell.
Yes.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. And don't forget that you can, of course, subscribe via iTunes, Zoom, just RSS. If you do, please leave reviews in any of those spots. And let us know you're listening. If there are things that you'd like us to do different,
they want us to say more.
Oh, nattering.
Okay. Oh, cool. I think this is a good chance to go ahead and just talk about the story of the game.